7. The Lies Made by Novelists. I have come to Jerusalem today as a novelist, which is to say as a professional spinner of lies. Of course, novelists are not the only ones who tell lies. Politicians do it too, as we all know. Diplomats and generals tell their own kinds of lies on occasion, as do used car salesmen, butchers, and builders. The lies of novelists differ from others, however, in that no one criticizes the novelist as immortal for telling lies. Indeed, the bigger and better his lies, and the more ingeniously he creates them, the more he is likely to be praised by the public and the critics. Why should that be? My answer would be this, namely, that by telling skillful lies, which is to say, by making up fictions that appear to be true, the novelist can bring a truth out to a new place and shine a new light on it. In most cases, it is virtually impossible to grasp a truth in its original form and depict it accurately. This is why we try to grab its tail by luring the truth from its hiding place, transferring it to a fictional location, and replacing it with a fictional form. In order to accomplish this, however, we first have to clarify where the truth lies within us, within ourselves. This is an important qualification for making up good lies. I truly believe it is the novelist's job to keep trying to clarify the uniqueness of each individual soul by writing stories, stories of life and death, stories of love, stories that make people cry and quake with fear and shake with laughter. This is why we go on, day after day, concocting fictions with utter seriousness.